This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the recent headlines that Amazon's big new branch offices are going to New York and Virginia at the edge of D.C., you may have missed that Nashville is also getting a piece of the action. 5,000 jobs that surprised even local economic development officials there. Blake Farmer from WPLN reports on Nashville and Amazon's healthcare ambitions.
Amazon's Holly Sullivan stood in the Tennessee Capitol to confirm the Consolation Prize.
We learned a lot through this process, and one of the things we really learned is Nashville's a place that has great talent.
You're thinking musical talent, right? Sullivan actually name-dropped local universities, no mention of healthcare, but the real expertise in the region is for-profit healthcare, by far the biggest business in town, and it's a sector that industry analyst Paul Keckley watches closely.
I'm confident that this thing is not coincidental.
Keckley thinks Amazon's 1 million square foot campus will become a lab to study healthcare. It will be a block from an office tower with the name HCA at the top, the largest hospital company in the nation.
And they'll go in the door saying, we can help with cost.
Keckley says Amazon's logistics know-how could transform the process for stocking supplies in hospitals, and HCA is just one of three big hospital chains based in the area, along with surgery center chains, behavioral health chains, and hundreds of related businesses. There has been some hand-wringing among executives here about what Amazon has up its sleeve. It's already invested heavily in the mail-order pharmacy business. It's announced plans to overhaul healthcare for its own 600,000 employees and perhaps beyond. Even Amazon's smart speaker is learning skills that could be used in medicine.
The big guys here in town are going to really benefit from this overall, though it might be a little bit of a painful transition for some.
Lisa Henderson is the co-founder of Synchronous Health, which offers on-demand counseling by video. Henderson says legacy companies have been slow to adopt new technology and may have to pay more attention now.
They are not at all concerned about, you know, having all these little startups running around their ankles. But when they've got Amazon coming in, they might take innovation a little bit more seriously.
One potential downside for everybody is competing with Amazon for tech talent, not currently something the city has in abundance. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.